This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I asked you the same question a couple weeks ago, and some games have transpired. I want to see, talking about the pass rush and you guys up front, what do you think is holding you guys back from producing the pressure that we have seen from in the past?
Yeah, I think even just chronologically, it starts with winning on first and second down more. So, you know, more tackles for loss, tackles for zero gains, incompletions are in early downs to get us in favorable positions where we can really dial up, our best stunts, our best rushes. I think that's definitely the starting point. And then other times, we just need to be more coordinated in our rushes. It seems like sometimes when somebody's maybe winning right away, the other group is doing it. You know, the other side of the ball is doing something different, and maybe there's a pocket for him to step up or to roll out. So just coordinating our rushes and, getting ourselves in those favorable positions. Because as you see, you know, our roster's got some great rushers on it, so we're definitely capable.
Heavy rotation has always been something under Sean with you guys on that front. As you try to build continuity and learn, you know, all the pieces that are up there, how challenging is it not having maybe a little more extended time in there to work game action wise with the guys next to you?
Yeah, I remember we spoke about that last time, and absolutely not having the OTA period was definitely difficult to not be able to walk through the stunts with different people in different situations. And, you know, you can put on paper, hey, we want you four to be out there on this third down. But as the game goes and someone's out of breath or someone's helmet's buckle isn't working, you know, the new guys are out there and they don't have as many wet reps working together as if we had been logging them since April 20th. So it's definitely a handicap.
What about in the game and kind of just getting a feel as the game moves along? Would it be easier or more beneficial, do you think, to expedite things if maybe there wasn't as much of a heavy rotation?
No, I think that this method is pretty proven. I mean, I think that you look at the really successful teams, and a lot of them have this heavy D-line rotation, especially when it comes to like different pass rush groups, different packages. It's got to be so hard, even talking to some of our offensive linemen, getting the different looks and the different bodies. You know, you're not as familiar with the guy that's rushing against you as offensive linemen. So, I think that having energy is really the starting point for rushing. You know, it's very physically taxing, so that rotation helps with that.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Harrison, it's Kim Jones from NFL Network. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
When Sean McDermott says after a game that the front four has to get more pressure, and I think most of us at least recognize from the outside that is part of this scheme, do you take that personally?
Yeah, I mean, obviously our room, we believe that we're the tip of the spear as a defensive line. And so, as we go, you know, we want to be the tone setters up front. And we know that it obviously affects the whole defense, you know, rushing coverage. So I think definitely a little bit we want to come out and have another opportunity to line up and really show more of who we really are. You know, it's any given Sunday type league. And so I think we really do want to go back out there with a sour taste in our mouth and prove more who we are.
And I'm not pretending I know any of you very well up front, but are you guys nasty enough? I mean, the great D-lines I've covered in my career have all had that, you know, game day at least. They're pretty tough SOBs.
Yeah, I would say that everyone's got a switch without question. Okay. So,
and you have that. You're convinced.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you, Harrison.
Horrible Harry, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. Thank God it's Friday, big guy.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, congratulations first and foremost on being the MVP of week 5 for all your community efforts. Care to talk about, you know, some of the things that you're doing in the community, and how excited are you?
Yeah, I mean, so this award that we just had was around an event I had last week during the chaos, and rented out the transit drive-in down the street here, was gonna, you know, go up and have a fun afternoon for the kids that we work with, which are kids with developmental differences and special needs. And unfortunately, the day of, I found out I wasn't going to be able to be in attendance. So we kind of were scrambling and figuring out how we could make it work due to, you know, the new restrictions. So everything worked out fine. Our kids got there like 5:30. And when they drove in, they got some play packs with different sporting equipment in them, as well as masks. All went to socially distanced parking spots, kind of every three spots. There were plenty of spaced out and things like that. And we had some fun music, a few games. Put up some great videos. I went around the locker room interviewing different players on the team, asking them questions the kids had. And so they got to watch that. I got to zoom in and talk to them for a while. The police and the fire departments did demonstrations for them. And then they got to watch a movie. And so, and also when they came, they all donated new and lightly used goods to Foster Love, a foundation here in Buffalo that works with foster kids and foster parents. So teaching them to pay it forward. And it was just a great afternoon and evening.
Absolutely. And hey, man, you do this morning. You do this all the time in the community. So I'm really appreciate that you finally getting recognized by that, because you're just effortless in the community. So Horrible Harry to Happy Harry, back to Horrible Harry. So how do you make sure that the Chiefs have a horrible day on Monday?
Well, I mean, working. That's what we're doing this week. You know, we had a fantastic practice today. And all week, you know, breaking down our opponents, taking all the meetings, all the walkthroughs, all the practices, very serious. And so I think, you know, for us, you know, defensively, we need to hold them to some three and outs. We need to take the ball away. We need to get the ball in Josh's hands as often as we can and let him and them do what they do best. So, you know, we're definitely all extremely excited to be playing on a Monday night and be able to go out and what we do here at home.
Absolutely, man. Hey, appreciate your time. Good luck Monday.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Harrison, John Scott again. I just have one more. Micah had mentioned you guys play team defense, and we've heard the phrase 1-11th. Do you feel from watching tape, not only just the Tennessee game, but others, that maybe there are moments guys are trying to do too much and getting beyond just trying to do their 1-11?
Yeah, it's so hard because, you know, we were all professionals, you know, and so sometimes you take calculated risk, and that is a good thing. You know, you want to be able to have that in you. And, you know, guys have been in positions before where they take calculated risks and it pays off. Obviously, especially in the run game, it is an extreme gap aligned technique where we all have to be in our gap. And so if someone isn't in their gap, that's where it could be problematic. That's also sometimes where really big plays are made. I don't think anyone is going out there consciously trying to do too much and be extra. But at the end of the day, if you feel like you can make a play, you know, sometimes something happens, you read something one way and you backdoor something, or you swim front side of something to go make that play. And I think we just got to, you know, maybe tighten those things up a little bit more. And yes, absolutely. This is a 1-11th defense, and we all have to do our own job.
Is it like a gray area of juggling that between trying to be the playmaker while also not exposing things and trying to do too much?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone has their own, I guess, wiggle room or own system, how to justify that individually. I really do like to hang my hat on making sure that I'm in my gap at all times and doing my job. And I guess I can only speak for myself, but that's definitely a big part of our defense that we preach.
Thank you.
Hey, Harrison, congratulations on the award, man.
Thank you.
Really cool. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Eric Washington. I'm sure because of the lack of the spring, you know, that dynamic between you guys and your new D-line coach is probably still evolving here, and you're still kind of learning each other. What's been his message, you know, early on this season as you guys have been trying to figure everything out?
Yeah, I mean, I think his message to us is that we've got what we need in the room, and we just, you know, we need to stick to our system, our pass rush system. And then our first fundamental is getting off the ball and affecting the quarterback in any way that we can. And, you know, we can pull up clip after clip of us doing that successfully. And so we just need more consistency. I think that's the biggest thing. And we talk about identity of defense and this and that. We have the pieces. We've done it before. It just needs to be more consistent.
And how important are having guys like Jerry and Mario, guys that have been in this league, done it for a long time, where there's no panic? It's just about finding it and working together to find what's going to work.
Yeah. You know, those guys are obviously great leaders in the room. You know, everyone kind of says, you know, the hardest sack to get's the first one of the game. Right. And so, and sacks kind of come in bunches, and hurries and hits and pressures kind of come in bunches. So, it really takes, you know, one game to, you guys would never ask about this again type of, you know, that's how this league works is, one minute the run game is super awful, and then the next week you go shut out a team about the run game and you don't bring it up anymore. Same with the pass rush. Where's the pass rush? We go out and have a 7, 8, 9 sack game. Everyone, you know, they kind of go hush about the pass rush. So things come in bunches like that, and I think the ball will bounce our way one of these times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.